presently, the president in Ghana, they are presenting a resolution to the United Nations, which I deem to be extremely timely and profound. And that is to place on record the historical tragedy of slavery and colonization as one of the most, if not the most, heinous crimes ever committed by humanity against itself. And so I want to thank you, Mr. President, for your tremendous leadership as far as this is concerned, and you can count on us for strong and full support. I am now the chair of CARICOM, which are all of the countries in the Caribbean region, the independent countries, and we have some associated members. And I have, of course, considered this my responsibility to get CARICOM on board, and the deliberations have started. And so I wanted to place that on record. My visit here on another level is really coming back home. As I drove through Ghana, I couldn't tell the difference as whether I was in St. Kitts and Nevis or I was in Ghana. It's profound. It's revealing. You have to experience it to know it. Each person I see look like somebody I know. Yes. Last year I was relating to Mr. President, of course, that I had the opportunity to meet the deputy or the vice president in Addis, when we had the first in-person meeting between the AU and CARICOM. I was the chair from the CARICOM side, and His Excellency President from Angola was the chair from the African side. And I met a lady, a distinguished lady, and inquired who she was, because she looked so much like my aunt. And as I approached her, she said, you know, she was the vice president of Ghana. So I'm really thinking now that my family might have come from here. But on another level, this gives us the opportunity for our peoples to connect and the tangible opportunities that can come from that connection. In terms of our people-to-people connection, why should our people have to go to the north to get to the south or to get to Ghana? There should be direct communication between Ghana or the West Africa and the Caribbean. Ghana and St. Kitts and Nevis, so that our people don't have to travel anywhere else to connect among ourselves. And that is why I welcome today the signing of the MOU for visa-free access for ordinary citizens or citizens who own ordinary passports. This will connect us tremendously. Thank you, Mr. President. And then there is the exchange of labor. I have heard that Ghana has a surplus of healthcare professionals, and the Caribbean has a dearth of healthcare professionals. And isn't it good that you have these well-trained health professionals here in Ghana, and we have a scarcity of healthcare professionals? And we already have a number of Ghanaian nurses who have come to St. Kitts and Nevis. They started to work, I think, within the last 3 to 4 weeks. And I can say to you without a doubt that they are well received, they are well trained, the people have received them well, and I've been asked to ask His Excellency the President for more Ghanaian nurses. And so after this visit, we will have, to some extent, at least in a framework, of nurses coming to St. Kitts and Nevis in a greater quantity this year. Already, that is a tangible benefit for both countries. One, supplying skilled labor, and for our services with respect to healthcare being upgraded and being delivered to our people. These are the type of collaborations that we can do among ourselves and make ourselves self-sufficient as the African continent and as the Caribbean, and as in the framework as well of South-South cooperation. So I thank you.